We have said at the very outset that there isn't a credible process. And I think the longer this goes on, the way it's going on, then I think all of us who are trying to participate in that increasingly look less credible. The executive hasn't been functioning because there hasn't been a willingness to engage in proper partnership and power sharing. That goes back a number of years. It's gone across a number of issues. We have been through the Haas process, which unionism walked away from at the end. We've been through the party leaders process, which unionism walked out over the Ardoyne parade. And we're now into another talks process. There are a range of issues. And it is important that we sort out the budgetary and financial issues. And we're willing to try and reach agreement on all of the issues, including the huge swathe of cuts that are being made and are continue to be made to the block grant, which far outweighs anything to do with welfare reform. But we will be there trying to deal with all of those issues. We have a talks team assembled now for 2 weeks, sitting in Parliament buildings waiting to do business, and we haven't got off the starting blocks yet. There's clearly a dysfunction at the heart of the executive over this last number of years. You could start dated with the letter from America, which withdrew an agreement from a programme of government commitment, and you could take it to a range of issues, which the DUP have reneged on, up to the refusal to vote for a Sinn Féin speaker in spite of a publicly made commitment by the First Minister. And so clearly, I mean, we have said, Martin McGuinness said, the last number of years in the executive has been appalling. There has been a dysfunction at the heart of the government, and that is down to a lack of will to share power and to engage in proper partnership government.